This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Making your Monday more bearable with Big Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub. Brekkie Bears, Joy, 94.9.
Now, we are very excited. On the line, we've got Michael and Adam from slightly left to centre on the line. Yay! Hi, guys.
How are you going, guys? Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good, good. Look, it's been so long. We haven't talked to you for ages. You've been, of course, we had you on and you performed Call Me for the Weekend, of course, which That's was... Yeah, it was a massive hit, and we played it so much on Joy. We loved it.
Yes.
And, of course, you're back with a new single. Yep.
Euphoria.
Exactly. And you've got an album coming out as well?
We do. We are working heavily on the album. It was postponed a little bit because we had a few hiccups with the Euphoria video clip, but we got there at the end. If you go to our YouTube and see the behind the scenes, you'll see the hurdles we had to face.
Oh, there was a few hurdles were there? What happened?
Oh, we just had... It's a very long story, but, 15K later, and all is explained in the video. We actually learned a lot of things through the process. Mick and I went from not knowing how to use a video camera to becoming video editors.
You should have called Luke. He's good on
the
camera.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
He would have done it for you for free, I'm sure.
I think we'll have to talk about editing next time,
Definitely.
We do actually have a few music videos in the pre-production phase. Myself and Adam and I have been writing and actually preparing a few video clips that are going to be coming out soon, and we're also working on another animated music video with Steve and Chitty from Texas.
Some kids in Texas that are really talented, and they're experimenting with some new ideas. I've never gone this full on before. I know the poor guy's probably ripping his hair out, but they're doing amazing stuff, and by the end of the year I reckon we're going to have a few really cool-looking film clips coming out.
Very, very cool.
Definitely. Compared to Love the Way You Move, I think the animation value is definitely a lot more.
Oh, it's amazing. It looks so good.
Well, boys, we can't wait to see those videos, definitely. And another animated video, very exciting. Now, we do want to talk about, of course, it is Radiothon here at Joy at the moment. It's our big membership drive. How important to an Aussie artist like you guys, how important is a station like Joy 94.9 with supporting you and, of course, you supporting us?
Oh, it's massive, because Joy is the only radio station I know of its kind that actually supports pretty much everyone, like every different person. Mm. And I think it's something that is important to us, because we really want to make sure that we cover all bases, and that we've got something for every market, for every age, every gender, every race. Any sort of person that will listen to our music, we really want to sort of get them all on board.
And I think also, that being said, you know, a lot of bands are independent these days, and labels really, you know, they'll invest money where necessary. But I think the most thing for an independent band is they need community radio. And you can see a lot of local bands in Melbourne and, you know, statewide, they do rely heavily on community radio. I mean, us personally, for Call Me for the Weekend, when we released that, and we actually went through a few management companies, we found that community radio, we got onto 120 community radio stations, and nationally we only got onto 10. So
we are
very happy and fortunate for community radio and support it, and keep on pushing it.
That's fantastic. And, of course, we are playing Euphoria is on high rotation here at Joy at the moment, which is a fantastic single and a welcome return. So you've been in the studio, obviously. So have you got a roundabout date when you might have the album out?
Well, we are aiming to finalise the mix in that November and December.
Cool.
Next release, though, probably around October, the track is All Day Long, totally different to all the other tracks we've ever released. All I can say is the vibe of it, it's very happy, and it will make your morning. I'm sure it will be on 6 at 6 at Joy, for sure.
Oh, definitely. We'll get Michael onto that one, no problem whatsoever. And look, when you release your next single, come in and join us in the studio again. We'd love to see you again. I have to say, are you planning any gigs? Because I came and saw you live, and I thought you were fantastic. Anything in the works?
Currently, just focusing on the recording video at the moment, but that is on our agenda. We do have the session musos in place, and you know, they are quite renowned as well. We've been very fortunate this time to be working with a few different singers as well on the album, so we're hoping to have them live at a few gigs.
Fantastic. I can't wait for the album. I can't wait to see you guys again.
Yes.
Right now, though, we've got thank you very much for doing this. We've got, is it a world premiere? Are we going to say world?
Yes, hot off the press.
We're
actually just mixing it last night.
Oh, there you go. That's how hot it is.
So fresh.
So fresh. This is the acoustic version. Why don't you guys announce it? Go on.
Well, the original track itself is pretty upbeat, so we wanted to make a contrast by creating something laid back, and this is Euphoria, a laid back acoustic version.
Excellent. Slightly left of centre. Thank you so much for joining us on the Brekkie Bears here during Radiothon, and all the best with everything you're doing this year.
Thanks, guys.
And here it is now, Euphoria, the acoustic version. It's a worldwide premiere here on the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9 from Slightly Left of Centre.
Necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. with the Brekkie Bears. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.